Join us on a journey from the beach to the dance floor. Chicane presents Sunsets.
Hi guys, how's it going? Welcome back to another edition of Sunsets with me, Nick Chicane. 235 episodes and still growing. So thanks very much to everyone who listens on the radio, downloads the podcast or listens online or through Mixcloud. It's been fantastic to see hundreds of thousands of people joining us to hear some eclectic electronic music each week. Now, if you're a regular listener, you'll know what to expect, but if you've only just discovered the show, best way to describe it is it's a musical journey. We start off deep and down tempo on the beach, and as the sun goes down, we start to push up the tempo and we move inside and onto the dance floor. Now, as always, I picked out a pretty varied selection of music for you. We've got some U2, some Jose Padilla, some Luttrell, Dubstar, and usual pick of music from the soundtrack selection. So I'll be playing you a brand new version of Salt Water. That young track that you've never heard before. 20 odd years Saltwater is old, and so we'll be playing that for you guys. First up though is a track that originally came out in 2015, but last year I gave it a lot of love last year actually, and I included it in the first Sunsets compilation we did. It's produced by Ryan Bissett under his Half Tribe guys, and this is Outward Momentum, and I like it a lot.
On your radio.
On demand.
On demand.
On Mixcloud, iTunes,
and your favorite podcast app.
This
is Sunset
with Chicane.
Oh. Y vamos caminando, y ella camina, yo camino, ella camina, yo camino. Y vamos caminando, y ella camina, yo camino, ella camina, yo camino, ella camina, yo camino.
Okay, guys, I just played you Sabor de Verano, which is from the legendary Balearic DJ and Cafe Del Mar resident, Jose Padilla, and that was actually co-written by Steve Jones and Sally Rogers, who, if you were listening to the show a few weeks ago, you might remember are a man called Adam and a firm Sunset's favourite. I discovered that on the Cafe Del Mar Volume 2 compilation a long time ago, back in the day, and that was Jody Wisnoff and Nick Warren on the mix there in their Way Out West, guys. I've got another mix from our Bristolian friends coming up at the end of the show. Right, this next one's a bit unusual, guys. I tend not to revisit my classic tracks too much. But late last year, I had a call from a certain Paul Oakenfold asking me whether I could revisit Salt Water and do a kind of down tempo mix. So this is all in connection. Paul's been doing some rather interesting stuff. He did a gig at the bottom of Basecamp and did an album, and this is in conjunction with Paul's up and coming album, where he did a show at Stonehenge, and I think it's called Oakenfold's Sunset at Stonehenge, and I think Carl Cox went and did the gig with him, and we'll have a look at that a bit later. But I'll have a listen to it. It's kind of a fresh take on Salt Water, guys. Let me know what you think.
Chicane. peace, love, and understanding. Become part of the Sunset Nation.
Life.
Right, you just heard a classic Perfecto remix of U2's Mysterious Ways. Paul Oakenfold and the brilliant Steve Osborne, who I've worked with as well, actually, were the guys behind those Perfecto mixes in the 90s. And before that, I also played you an exclusive new mix of Saltwater, which can only be found at the minute on Paul Oakenfold's Sunset at Stonehenge album. So go and seek it out, guys, if you fancy it. Right, into the soundtrack selection now, a piece of music used on screen from blockbuster movies to TV adverts and obscure computer games. Always chosen by one of the Sunsets family from around the world. We've got lots of great suggestions from people who've called the voicemail on +44 800 776 5112 this week, but we've chosen Catherine in Brighton. So take it away, Catherine.
Hi, Nick. It's Catherine. I'm in Brighton in the UK. And I'm sure, like many others, I've loved Beautiful Feeling by Candy Furs, which is the closing music for Close on Netflix. So anyway, I'm sure that might resonate with some people, and love the show, as they say. Thanks, bye.
My nerves give out and it's too hard for a smile. Did you hear about the feeling you get when you look at yourself in the eye? I try to imagine your face in the darkness, and there were so many times that I tried to talk to you about this. You're the best.
Turn up the tempo with Nick Chicane.
This is Sunset.
Turn it around, baby. Spend more time with me. It's getting insane, I know.
the background is Eat More Cake, and you'll probably recognise it from an old dance anthem by Blue Boy called Remember Me. I certainly do. That sampled an old record by Marlena Shaw. And before that was another remake, Van Duo with Turn It Around, which was originally done by Alina way back in 1999. And before that was this week's soundtrack selection, which was chosen by Catherine in Brighton. She picked out Beautiful Feeling by Candy Says, which was taken from the Netflix film Close. And that's a great suggestion. Thank you very much, Catherine. You can have a go yourself, guys. Leave me a message for next week's show. If you'd like to call the voicemail on +44 800 776 5112. Do not be shy. Don't panic. Do it a few times. I get it wrong a lot, so don't worry. You're listening to Sunsets with me, Nick Chicane, and in the words of Forrest Gump's mum, the show is like a box of chocolates. I didn't write this script. You never know what you're going to get. So far, we've had soundtracks, chill out, progressive house, breaks, old school, and next up, we're heading over to San Francisco, which is where I was the weekend, actually. We're going to do a little mini profile on Luttrell. Now, he's got a brand new album out on the Arjuna Deep label, and it's worth a listen, people. I'm going to play you two tracks from the album and one of his previous records. But first up is this new one, and it's called Layover. We'll be right back.
Sunset Nation.
Tracks from Luttrell's brand new album Into Clouds. That was After All and Layover on Sunsets. So in terms of dance music news this week, guys, there's been some weird and wonderful goings on as usual. First up, the big event that happened was American DJ Marshmello, who usually dresses in white with what looks like a dustbin on his head that lights up. He played a virtual concert within the online game Fortnite. The unusual event saw over 10 million gamers attend and create worldwide hype. So while it's easy to dismiss it as a gimmick, he gained over 42 million plays and 700,000 new YouTube subscribers overnight. So it looks like the future of gaming and dance music is going to be getting much closer. That's a very interesting bit of marketing that went on there. Very, very clever. Now, the troubled but legendary British music store HMV has been saved from going under by a Canadian company called Sunrise Records. Although they're not able to save all the stores or all the jobs, they will be keeping 1,500 employees and building on the resurgence of vinyl to keep the brand on the high street. It comes on the back of news that nearly 70 million vinyl albums were sold just in the USA alone last year. So although Sony have just announced they've made over £2 billion from music streaming last year, so it seems the whole music industry is looking quite a lot healthier in 2019, although I'd like to see what Sony's figures were roll back 10 years with downloads. I think you'll find it be a very different figure, people. And finally, the record-breaking egg, you know the one, which is the most Instagrammed, or the most, I don't know, this is insane, isn't it? I like this. This is the most Instagram picture with over 52 million fans. It's turned out to be a project to help people struggling with mental health, actually. The egg, known as Eugene, was set up as a light-hearted idea to try and get the most popular picture on social media. But it's now cracked under the pressure and points viewers to various different mental health charities. Okay, so is this the idea? So you show it and then it cracks and then you go and get some help. Is that the kind of thing? I think that's actually really very, very clever analogy. So Eugene has now cracked under the pressure and now basically points the way to, for mental health charities and places to help and get advice. That's really cool, guys. It's nice to see social media doing something sensible for a change. Right, back to the music now, and here's one more from our friend Luttrell. This came out in the summer last year and was remixed by Sunset's favourite Kidnap. It's called Intergalactic Plastic. We'll be right back.
on Mixcloud, iTunes,
and your favorite podcast app.
This
is Sunset with Chicane.
Played you the Perfecto remix of U2, of course, and that last one was the seminal Perfecto remix of Manson, Wide Open Space. That's a personal favourite of mine and really cool. So a little bit of a Perfecto session on this week's show. So that's about all we've got time for this week, guys. You can find the show in all the usual places, iTunes, Corner Shop. I'm going to leave you with something more from, it's probably a real looking back show, to be honest, because this track is going to be one from Dubstar, Stars. I really, really love this track. It is, of course, remixed by the Bristolian duo Way Out West, Jody Wisternoff and Nick Warren. And it's just a really cool tune, guys. Listen, take care of yourselves. I shall see you, and you can hear me or watch me. I never know which one to say now. I'll see you all next week, guys. Take care.
We are...
The Sunset Nation.
Watch the stars go out.
Chicane presents Sunsets. Keep in touch and get a full track listing for this week's show at facebook.com/chicanemusic.
Sunsets is a Distorted production. This is distorted.com.